This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. It is the 11th day of February 2020. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm the first hour tonight and the first hour on Thursdays. Actually, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a chance to wow you with my brilliance and my good looks. Well, actually, I can only wow you with both of those for an hour. That's the most. After that, it sort of falls apart. And that's when Wayne comes in at the top of the hour to do his thing. Once again, it is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. And I want to thank Chris for pushing all the buttons and making it go as he always does each and every day on this great radio network and this great show. All right, so let's begin with where we left off. On Thursday night, we were talking a little bit about the State of the Union speech, but I want to get into it a little bit more tonight because we have a little bit more time. So after exhibiting countless cockeyed expressions, some filled with exasperation, the president's chief antagonist, Nancy Pelosi, deliberately and conspicuously tore apart her State of the Union speech. Now, not only did she just tear it in half, she tore it in quarters. She was so mad. Right there for millions of American eyeballs to see. An act so vile and disturbingly polarizing in nature, it pretty much cemented a 2020 victory for Donald Trump. America just doesn't like that kind of nonsense. Not when it's done by somebody like Nancy Pelosi. Now, to be sure, because she doesn't do anything without actually thinking about it, to be sure, this was a calculated gamble. And she probably thought about it. She probably really thought long and hard about how I can embarrass the president. But it's simply another blunder in a long line of political mistakes that the Democrats have made since Donald Trump took office. Attempting to out-Trump Trump is essentially political suicide. Donald Trump is the undisputed media king. He is the modern-day P.T. Barnum. His presidency has been the greatest show on earth. On the night of the speech, I mean, I half expect to see news footage outside the entrance to the chamber showing Vice President Pence maybe twirling a big cardboard sign fixed with big carnival block letters that reads, "This way to the show! Grandstand seats are only 30 cents. Got the big giant black top hat on, waving congressional folks in while, you know, the classic rock anthem by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer plays outside on double-digit decimals on these rickety speakers. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside. Come inside, right? No president, none, has previously shown the audacity and or brilliance to use the hallowed halls of Congress for their personal three-ring circus. Now, Barnum and Bailey, they delivered elephants, lions, freaks, death-defying acts of wonder. Trump, on Tuesday night, dazzled us with his marvelous stories tugging at the heartstrings of middle America. One by one, Trump directed us to look upwards, sort of eerily similar to what the big top ringleader would do when he points you up to look at the flying Willendis, right? And first there was Brigadier General Charles Edward McGee, the last surviving Tuscanini airman recognized in front of the chamber for his bravery and his valor. Next up, breaking protocol and all procedure, of course, the president announced to the half-Democrat packed room that public enemy number two, you know, Trump is still public enemy number one to the Dems, but Rush Limbaugh, who was recently diagnosed with stage four lung cancer, is being given the Presidential Medal of Freedom, right? Limbaugh shakingly struggled to his feet, and even some heckles from some of the crowd, but the First Lady put the medal around his neck, and most of America probably got a little teary-eyed, right? And if that last spectacle you got a chance to see, where the president brings the house down, was when he reunited Sergeant First Class Townsend Williams, 82nd Airborne Division, with his wife, his two kids, four deployments. He was away from his family for 7 months. Not a dry eye in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, that is showmanship. Pure and simple. You can't teach that. Trump has that. That's a quality, for better or worse, that no other running candidate can even come close to. This past week, probably the best week for Trump ever. Think about it. Until now, the president has been unable to build on his base. He's got a base, but he's been unable to build on the base, add to it. Now, according to the latest Gallup poll, the president's job approval rating has risen to 49%. That's his highest since he took office in 2017. Trump has mastered the trick of feeding the beast, and his supporters scream for more. The new age American political process is reality television on steroids. And you've got the master. You've got the king of all the media pulling the strings. So if you were searching for soul-altering substance in the State of the Union speech, you probably didn't find it, right? And that's fine. The president doesn't care about that. It's about presentation. Lights, camera, action. If handling the media and all of his Washington peers could be equated to, let's say, a math equation, President Trump would be Will Hunting from Good Will Hunting, and the rest of us would be stumbling 7-Eleven cashiers attempting to solve the riddle of correct change for a $5 bill. You don't believe me? Really? You don't think that this president has manipulated the media? You don't think that this president has mastered that domain? CNN, MSNBC, every other major media news outlet, along with all of his opposition in Washington, right? All of it. Everything excluding Fox News and, of course, talk radio. They've been on a constant, relentless attack at this administration. 1,000 days, right? 1,000 days of coordinated, ferocious attacks, failing magnificently. Every time. Mueller, Ukraine, racism, all of it. Fail, fail, fail. Trump has taken haymaker after haymaker after haymaker. The Oval Office, without blemish. Untouched. This president has figured out America wants to be entertained. He rarely fails to deliver on that. Right? Whether it's a speech, rally, press conference, 3 a.m. series of tweets, even last night in New Hampshire, a packed house. Packed! Standing room only to watch a rally. The Dems were banking on the fact that the public would grow weary of Trump, the antics, his unpresidential candor. But the exact opposite has happened. They've gotten used to it. They don't mind it. And they like the fact that the country is going gangbusters as far as the economy goes. They'll trade it. They'll trade it all day and twice on Sunday. Remember a great quote from Russell Crowe in The Gladiator after winning a battle? Are you not entertained? Isn't that why you're here? Well, are you entertained?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Are you sufficiently entertained by President Donald Trump? I would think most of America actually is. I think they're growing to not maybe like his antics, but accept them, deal with them. Like I said, if the economy is booming, if you've got money in your pocket. You like it. And I think people really do take, I know I do, I love the idea that it's America first. I always have. I still can't figure out why anybody, anywhere, would want anything different than making America first. I don't get that. Why do I want to put the well-being of other folks who live in this country behind a nation who, again, wouldn't spit on us if we were on fire? So Trump has captivated us. Trump has delivered on many of the promises. Not all of them. He surely has tried to deliver on many. And I think in the long run, we are significantly and sufficiently entertained. Now, tonight again wraps up the New Hampshire primary. We'll find out what's going on there. We'll see how much juice Bernie actually has in the tank. I think Bernie has to win by double digits. Otherwise, it's sort of a telling tale for his campaign. I mean, right there in his backyard, he's got to win that by, I would think, 10, 15 percentage points. We'll see how close it is with Buttigieg and Klobuchar. Of course, whether or not Joe Biden comes in fourth or fifth remains to be seen. All right, so that's what's in store. We do have a special guest coming up. Brigadier General Spaulding will join us. He has an inside track on what's going on as far as the coronavirus. He's got a claim that maybe it's a biological weapon that's gotten out of control. So we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. But again, if you want to reach out to me, you can. LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. Of course, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. All those platforms, you can send me a message and I'll try to get to it as soon as I possibly can. Once again, Wayne Allen Root will return at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms. Even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
These policy points and availability vary by state.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you can find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan Silver dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan dollar book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve your historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to say...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. A lot of times people come to me and they say, you know, how is it possible that that congressman or that senator is worth 10, 15, 20 million bucks, right? I mean, here in my state, Connecticut, Dick Blumenthal is one of the richest senators. But he's got his money because he married into money, and apparently his family owns the Empire State Building. So there are some folks out there who get in there rich, and they're always going to be rich, and they're rich. But there are some who get in who are, you know, like an average schmuck, and they leave incredibly wealthy. Well, I am stealing some audio from 60 Minutes. And I think this is some remarkable stuff, and I want to play it for you. It's about 2 minutes long. But it pretty much sums up how these crooked, slithering, nasty politicians go from the poorhouse to the penthouse.
And I gave you $10,000 cash. One or both of us is probably going to go to jail. But if I'm a corporate executive and you're a senator and I give you IPO shares in stock, and over the course of one day that stock nets you $100,000, that's completely legal.
And former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her husband have participated in at least 8 IPOs.
All right, so let me just stop it for a second. You understand what's going on? So instead of getting cash, just straight cash, these two crooks, well, all of them are crooks, but this one in particular, they're taking and turning it into millions.
One of those came in 2008 from Visa. Just as a troublesome piece of legislation that would have hurt credit card companies began making its way through the House. Undisturbed by a potential conflict of interest, the Pelosis purchased 5,000 shares of Visa at the initial price of $44. 2 days later, it was trading at $64. The credit card legislation never made it to the floor of the House. Congresswoman Pelosi also declined our request for an interview, but agreed to call on us if we attended her news conference.
Madam Leader, I wanted to ask you why you and your husband, back in March of 2008, accepted and participated in a very large IPO deal from Visa.
I want to just stop real quick, just so I can interject, because you can't see it, but I can. The look on her face is of catastrophe, of, oh my God, I've been found out.
At a time there was major legislation affecting the credit card companies making its way through the House. And did you consider that to be a conflict of interest?
I don't know what your point is of your question. Is there some point that you want to make with that?
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do you think it's all right for a speaker to accept a very preferential, favorable stock deal?
Well, we did.
And you participated in the IPO.
Well, I have made
and at the time you were Speaker of the House. You don't think it was a conflict of interest or had the appearance of a conflict of interest?
No, it only has the appearance if you decide that you're going to have elaborate on a false premise. But it's not true, and that's that.
I don't understand what part's not true.
Yes, that I would act upon an investment.
So she clearly acted on a tip about an investment. She's a snake. She's a slithering, lying snake.
Pelosi pointed out that the tough credit card legislation eventually passed, but it was 2 years later and was initiated in the Senate.
I will hold my record in terms of fighting the credit card companies as a Speaker of the House or as a member of Congress up against anyone.
She's a liar. They bought into it. They got the information. They bought it at 44. They sold it at 66. They made a fortune. So you want to know how congressional folks and senators and the folks down in Washington go again from the poorhouse to the penthouse? It's like that. It doesn't necessarily have to be briefcases filled with cash, although I'm sure that happens. It's information. They buy and sell on privileged information. And then worse, they vote to improve their lot with that information. If you have information about credit cards and then you vote a certain way to help a credit card company, you're a crook. You get it? It's not that hard. It's not that hard. Shame on them. Shame on all of them. These kinds of practices. This is why the swamp needs to be drained. This is why Donald Trump has to win in 2020, because he has to continue to try to stop these practices. It's horrifying. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As votes are continuing to be cast in the New Hampshire primary, former Vice President Joe Biden is nowhere to be found in the state. Instead, he's in South Carolina. Jerry King is an undecided voter. She reacts to the news of Biden leaving the state.
I hope he explains the reason that he did it. I can't even begin to guess why that is. I'm sure people on his campaign are disappointed that he won't be here, but I think we...
He's going to get votes in other states. That's what the statement is.
And apparently that was his choice. That was a surprise. Mm-hmm. He has been in New Hampshire a lot. I've seen him several times here.
King speaking there on Fox News. Democrats are slamming President Trump's annual budget proposal, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says one word describes a president's budget.
This is a heartless budget.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. Everything's at rootwall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
All right. We are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. LeeElcyRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElcyRadio@gmail.com is a great way to get a hold of me from all over the country, wherever you might be. Send me an email. Give me a shout out. Tell me you're listening. I'd love to hear from you guys. It would be marvelous. All right. Special guest joining me right now. We always talk about China. If you're even remotely paying attention, it's not Russia that we need to keep an eye on. It's China that we need to keep an eye on. Whether it is a military buildup, economic hostages, tariffs, you name it, there's always something going on in China. And now the latest to break from China is the coronavirus. And the big question is, A, how they handle it, and B, was it something that they let slip away, like a biological weapon? So joining me right now is Brigadier General Robert Spalding. He's written a book, Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. And we're going to talk about the coronavirus and much, much more. General, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. Great to be here.
All right. So your contention is that possibly this coronavirus, this outbreak in Wuhan, is genetically modified by the Chinese government, and it's a weapon of war, right?
Well, you know, I guess I would say that we can't rule that out. Unfortunately, the Chinese Communist Party hasn't been forthcoming as to much of the information surrounding both the outbreak and spread of the virus. And so this has been the challenge. It was also the challenge, by the way, with SARS when I was living there back in 2003. And nothing seems to have changed. In fact, it seems like it's gotten worse.
All right, so how can we possibly keep control or taps on this if they're not going to let us in? We have no idea what's going on. This thing has gone wild here in the last week, as we all expected it was going to.
Yeah, and I think it just really, it should give pause to Americans when they consider how tightly integrated we've allowed the Chinese Communist Party to become in the globalized world. You know, they are essentially, they control the global supply chain today, and increasingly they're using their connections, financial, economic, and otherwise, to undermine democracies everywhere. Now, it seems, based on the fact that they still enclose secretive regime, to be a threat to, health and welfare of the citizens of the United States as well.
Now, I want to get into the idea. You talk about many different things. You also talk about how China has had shocking success infiltrating America. But I want to just stick on the coronavirus for just another second. I want to ask you, so in your best guess, how many of these biological weapons do you think China works on a regular basis?
I think we've suspected a long time that they have a biological warfare program. I think the thing that you have to consider is that a Chinese scientist was the first to genetically modify human to essentially be able to withstand the AIDS virus. The twins were born almost a year ago. And so the problem with the Chinese Communist Party is really the lack of any adherence to international norms or standards or really morals for that matter.
At what point in time, though, does the United States government have a responsibility to the citizens to actually be proactive in this kind of a situation? I'm not saying I'm advocating us going over there and dropping bombs, but what's our responsibility?
Well, I think our responsibility really has to do with are we sharing our technology, talent, innovation, and capital with what is essentially a regime that creates an existential threat to our society? That's the question. And if they're essentially sending over their People's Liberation Army scientists to study in our research labs from our greatest minds in science, then we really have to consider whether or not that's in America's best interest.
All right, let's move to your book. You've got a book coming out, Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. I assume this is sort of what you're alluding to, where, you know, we woke up one day and they were everywhere, right?
Yeah, and so this happened while I was in the Pentagon, 2013. I'm at the Council on Foreign Relations up in New York City. Meet a lot of people that are involved in business and finance and moved to be the advisor on China to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And really, that's when I became aware of how deeply embedded the Chinese Communist Party had become into corporate America and Wall Street. We were focused on, at that time, the industrial base, but it quickly morphed into a look across the country as we realized that they were embedded in academia, in politics, in media, and really not just in business, but really in all aspects of society, slowly trying to and being successful at manipulating our democracy. And in fact, you know, Secretary Pompeo was at the governor's conference last week talking about this very issue.
Correct me if I'm wrong, too. China's approach to this normally is the waiting game. They don't mind waiting decades to infiltrate or make a difference, right?
Well, and it's not just a waiting game. It is a constant, steady pressure that they put on the relationship to essentially begin to erode the fiber of our democracy. They really repudiate everything that we stand for. And you can look at that in document number 9, which is an internal Chinese Communist Party document that was leaked in 2013. It really describes how China seeks to essentially suppress all of our freedoms because they fear that freedom taking root in their own population and leading to the end of their rule over China. And so because through globalization, internet societies now are so interconnected, they're afraid that democracy could somehow take root in China. And therefore, that leads them to begin to change, our society from within using these relationships that they have with corporate America and Wall Street and other elements of our society.
Retired Brigadier General Robert Spalding is joining us. His book, Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. So I don't know how political you want to get or you are, but it seems like the left pounds the table over and over again that the Russians are the most dangerous people on the planet to us. But I don't think there's any question it's the Chinese. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, and I think that, a lot of times that politics get involved in how we look at national security. I think today the change in national security is really, really drastically different than, say, during the Cold War, when we were really focused on weapons. Today it's about information and economics, and it's really through those means that geopolitics is defined today, and that's why institutions like the United Nations and the WTO no longer promote democratic principles or free trade, but rather promote the one-sided interest of the Chinese Communist Party. They've been very successful in capturing a lot of our former allies to essentially join with them. And we see this when nations like the UK make the decision on Huawei that is clearly counter to both their national interests, but ours as well. But yet this relationship that they have with the Chinese Communist Party forces them to make these decisions.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate it. Again, where can people get the book?
It's at Amazon. All the major retailers have it. It's doing extremely well in sales, and it has had wide acclaim.
One last question for me. I'll let you go. So, you know, you spent all these years in the military. You rose to the rank of a brigadier general. And how do you see, let's say, warfare changing? I know this is a very general question, but I mean, people are talking about it. It, like you had just said, it's all about information. But does it boil down to knocking out the internet, knocking out the power sources, being able to control your enemy that way? Is that even more important now than having the most bombers or the most advanced bombers or tanks or weaponry? Where are we going with this?
Yeah, no, I think it's less about taking away the internet, but using the internet to undermine our society. So, for example, in 2016, after the elections, 4 days after the election, the Russians used AI bots, social media networks, and big data analysis to create a protest march in New York City that marched to Trump Tower, 25,000 people, under the auspices of Black Lives Matter, but it was really the Russians. The Chinese are doing the same thing across Asia and slowly infiltrating our society and creating some of the same, although different, outcomes. So these are the tools that bind us, that drive global commerce today, but they also make it very easy for totalitarian regimes to essentially unravel the fabric of our democratic society.
All right, listen, I thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. Brigadier General Robert Spalding joining us today. I appreciate it, sir. I'll talk to you down the road. Good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
All right, we got to run. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. You can reach out to me, LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeLCRadio@gmail.com. You can always call in 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. We'll take a very quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Finest Known has recently discovered a hoard of beautiful, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. Without question, the Morgan Silver Dollar is the most collected coin in the United States rare coin market today. The 1918 Pittman Act authorized the melting of over 350 million Morgan Silver Dollars. We're very excited about this hoard because of their high state of preservation and such a great selection of dates. You now have the opportunity to build as much as 50 different dates and or mint marks at a price that you're going to find hard to believe and much less than many dealers charge if they could build the sets at all.
Now you can purchase 20 20 certified brilliant uncirculated Morgan silver dollars from Finest Known and receive this 21st coin for only $1. Call today and receive this Morgan dollar book for free.
Take advantage of this introductory offer and give us a call today at Finest Known. Once you hold one of these beautiful uncirculated sets of Morgan dollars in your hands, history just comes alive. Call Finest Known today and reserve a historic set.
Call Finest Known now at 1-800-998-9042. That's 1-800-998-9042 or on the web at finestknown.com.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue...
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. The root's on fire. My doctor suggests is on fire as well, probably because of this coronavirus. And by the way, no one is telling you that this cures the coronavirus. But this is, my doctor suggests, it is something that is used in defense of colds and flu and in defense of viruses. All of my doctor suggests products are alkaline structured silver products that destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. So that's the kind of base you want to have in your body. If there's a virus out there or a flu out there, this is what you want to have in your body. And all I can tell you is what it did for me. And it's just a great example is I burned my hand very badly on a searing hot handle of a pan that had been over a fire. And I didn't realize it. I grabbed the handle and squeezed it. And my hand was burning straight through to the damn bone. And I screamed. I screamed like a little girl, I'm sure. There's nobody around at the time. And I dropped the pan on the ground and raced cold water. And that does nothing for you. Nothing. Anything that just hurts like makes it hurt 10 times worse. But I ran upstairs and put my doctor suggests silver gel on it. And in a matter of 4 hours, the burn healed and it was gone. My doctor suggests has some great products. Give them a call. You can only get their products on the phone. They don't sell in retail stores. And you get 20% off if you say Wayne Root, 866-660-9868. Just tell them Wayne Root sent you. You love the Wayne Root Show. And you get 20% off every order. 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Use promo code ROOT. 20% off. mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. I'm Lee Elsie. Wayne Allyn Root is here. He will be here on the air in less than 15 minutes. So, you know, keep your pants on. He's coming. He's in the green room, makeup, and all that.
goes along with that. So, again, Wayne will be here in just a couple minutes. Let's see what I can share with you. I'm kind of tuckered out when it comes to politics. I'll let Wayne pick up the gauntlet and run with it. Let me see what else I can find. First of all, that baseball, you see the new baseball proposal? What a travesty that is. Chris, our excellent producer, sent me this information the other day. I didn't even know about it, but he sent this to me yesterday, I think it was. And baseball wants to go from, what do we got now, 10 teams to 14 teams making the playoffs? Catastrophe. It'll be horrible. I don't want anything to do with it. So if you have seen this, it is baseball trying to keep pace, I guess, with the younger generation and trying to make it sort of, I don't know, user interactive friendly. I don't want that. Baseball, above all other sports, is honored with tradition. It's backed by numbers and stats and records. And when you start messing with that stuff, you're going to start to break down the foundation of the game. So baseball needs to stop now, take a step back, and sort of forget these crazy ideas about the playoffs and wild card teams and wild card teams. And it doesn't make any sense. So I just wanted to throw that out there in case you were curious where I stood on that. I don't like it. All right, a guy will pay you $25,000 to find him a girlfriend. There's a guy in Kansas City that's going to give you $25,000, anyone who can get him a chick. He's a 47-year-old entrepreneur, never been married. This seems like it'd be a piece of cake, right? $25,000? Jeff Gebhardt? I wonder if this is the same guy I went to college with. I went to college with a guy. He was different. Spelled it differently. Wouldn't that be crazy? Went to college, was a roommate. If he's got $25,000 to offer up to somebody as sort of like a pimping dating service, doesn't he have enough money to woo someone on his own? There's got to be something really bad about this guy. He's actually going to make a $25,000 donation in addition to the $25,000 he'd give somebody to find a girlfriend to an animal charity. I like this guy. I want to help this guy out. Here are some of the most romantic places in the world to propose to your significant other. Are you ready? Central Park in New York. I don't know if I would agree with that, although it is beautiful when they keep it clean. Right now it's pretty good. The Eiffel Tower in Paris, Niagara Falls. I would think Niagara Falls is pretty good, right? While riding a gondola in Venice, the Empire State Building, wrong. On a canal cruise in Amsterdam, wrong. I used to live in Amsterdam. It's dirty. I would not want to do it there. During a river cruise in Paris, never been there. In front of the Colosseum in Rome, I would say that's pretty good. And at the Windsor Castle in London. I'll say that's good, too. A couple of those are good. A couple of those failed miserably. America's healthiest and unhealthiest cities. Number one this year, healthy-wise, San Francisco. That's impossible. How is that possible? They got people going to the bathroom on the street. See, that's enough. I can't read anymore. That's enough. If San Francisco's one, what's number two? Hades? Please. Finally, we'll end with this. A mom... This is pretty funny. This is something my mother would have done. So a mom actually staples cash to trash around the house. Like, people just threw trash around the house, like boxes or whatever. She stapled money to it to see if people would actually stop and pick the trash up on the floor as a test. And the entire family failed. She had apparently stapled money to a piece of paper, then a roll of toilet paper, like just the inside roll of cardboard. And she put them all over the house, just hoping somebody would pick it up, and nobody did. Oh, man, that's pretty funny. People are so lazy. They wouldn't even bend over. How much money would you bend over for? Right? Most people wouldn't even bend over for change anymore, right? That's over. Those days are over. All right, my time is over. Wayne Allen Root is waiting in the wings. I got to go. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network. I'll catch you guys on Thursday.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it. We'll be right back.